During his career as a brakeman for Canada's national bobsleigh team, Justin "Juice" Wilkinson trained to be ready for every twist and turn on the icy track. But he wasn't prepared for the abrupt end of Sarah Story's tenure as president and acting chief executive when the Bobsleigh Canada Skeleton, BCS, annual general meeting resumed Saturday night at the Whistler Sliding Centre. In March, after BCS had a disappointing Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics campaign, Wilkinson was among dozens of current and former sliders who demanded Story and high-performance director Chris LeBihan resign over a combination of toxic culture, inadequate safety, lack of transparency and poor governance. The BCS scandal was the first mass uprising of athletes in a year of upheaval across the Canadian sport system. "We were pretty nervous that she may end up having the right amount of votes to win," Wilkinson admitted in an interview. The meeting originally began September 29 in Calgary, and more than 90 athletes were preparing to vote Story out and sport physiologist Tara McNeil into office. Story tabled the annual financial report, but refused to allow a vote on her leadership due to alleged concerns over membership eligibility. The meeting was postponed to the 2010 Winter Olympics track, just 2 days before a deadline under federal law. At Whistler, Story read her president's report. What Wilkinson said was traditionally around 5 minutes stretched to 20. Then Story dropped the bombshell. After two terms, she would not put her name forward for a third. It ended up being very anticlimactic, that she would just choose to not continue. Wilkinson said, "This was probably really the only way that she could save face, to not be defeated in a vote, and not to admit blame by stepping down or giving in to what the athletes were asking for." Story's decision meant McNeil was elected by acclamation. McNeil was a guest coach at the Calgary Stampeders training camp last spring and has consulted for BCS, Canadian Luge Association, Winsport and the Canadian Sport Institute. BCS declined a reporter's request to attend the meeting or observe it via web conference. Wilkinson said there was an awkward moment in which Story tried to downplay her dual role. She said she had never truly been the acting CEO. Instead, she volunteered her time to perform some of the duties of CEO. The Canadian Sport Governance Code stated that no board member should be chief executive during their term as a director. Why now is she disputing that and not having clarified that sooner? So it was very odd. Frustration with Story's leadership had festered since her original 2014 election. As vice president, she helped draft a new version of BCS bylaws in 2013 and was accused of using those new rules to win the presidency. Father Bob Story is the former Olympic Bobsledder and International Bobsleigh Skeleton Federation, IBSF, president, and her brother Max is an Olympic bid and organizing consultant. Story may have foreshadowed her decision when she announced October 28 that BCS had signed on to the Independent Abuse Free Sport Program, which means BCS would finally come under the jurisdiction of the new Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner. The office had rejected an initial complaint on August 1 because BCS had not joined the program. The transition is to be complete by January 17. In the meantime, Toronto's Lattle Law continues to receive any complaints from BCS members who have experienced or witnessed abuse. "It's too bad that can't happen faster. But that is something that's finally going to happen," Wilkinson said. Wilkinson said athletes hope new leadership means they can resume their focus on the sport. The 2022-2023 BMWIBSF World Cup Tour opens November 24-26 at the Whistler track. "The last 8 years, to me, have felt very adversarial, from the leadership of BCS from the president down to the management staff," he said. "The athletes were definitely looked at as adversaries, not as partners."